sat on something.
Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting for January 27, 2015 to order. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, Council. A few amendments this morning. We can strike Hal Godwin, Deputy County Administrator, item number one, legislative update, and we can strike the reference to our Sussex County profile luncheon this afternoon. We had to reschedule that due to the concerns regarding the weather.
Hold
that
on.
Is all.
Entertain it.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. Mr. Wilson.
I was planning on going to this lunch. I told my wife not to pack my dinner, and here you at the last minute give us this announcement. Isn't this a little late?
This is a shame, because I know how Sam relies on that free lunch.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? You take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Send the staff out for a sandwich.
Did we have minutes of what was that date? January 20th. Had minutes of January 20th. Any questions on the minutes? Concerns? Corrections?
No. Perfect.
Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. We have two letters. The first is from Greater Lewis Community Village, thanking the County Council for the award of $750 for the Human Service Grant, and also from Emmanuel Shelter, thanking for the $250 donation. And that is all.
Any correspondence from Council?
Well, we did have something. Didn't I see one here from Teen Challenge, I think, thanking all of us?
Well,
I got one. I'm thinking we
got
one.
I did, too.
Okay, we all got one of those. All right.
Anything else?
I don't see anything else out here.
Okay. Public comment. Mr. Guy, do we have any public comment? Okay. County Administrator, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Only one item for today's County Administrator's report, January 27th, 2015. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Lewis Crossing, a.k.a. Deep Valley Farm Phase 2, received substantial completion effective January 21st, 2015. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Gina Jennings, Finance Director.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. Today I'm going to present the annual financial report for June 30th, 2014.
Turn this one off if you want to. Todd.
As we do every year, we issue a 100-page report that I gave a copy of you last week. And I'm going to attempt to do a high overview in 19 slides of the 100 pages. So bear with me. So in order to have a comprehensive financial report, it's more than just a financial report. You have four sections. You have an introductory section, a financial section, which is what you usually think of as a balance sheet income statement. Then you have a statistical section, which looks over the last 10 years. And the single audit supplement, which is a schedule of expenditures of federal rewards. So let's move on to the introductory section. This section has a letter of transmittal, which is a letter to council and citizens where management states that they take full responsibility of the completeness and reliability of the financial statements. In this area, you'll have a profile of Sussex, which is the general population demographics, geography of Sussex. It also states the economic conditions as a certain date. So we talk about the unemployment rate, what our top industries are, such as agriculture and tourism. And then that we have financial planning and pay-as-you-go basis where we have a five-year capital plan and that we have no long-term debt. As you can see, the unemployment rates are as of September. The report was done as of June, so we get the most current rates. I did see recently that the unemployment rates have improved where Delaware is 5.4% and Sussex County is below that at 5.1%. Also, in this book, you will see that we have received the GFOA Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting for 12 years in a row, and we hope to get that again this year. Mm-hmm. And we continue with the A1 bond rating. Now I'm going to move on to the financial section, which is the heart of these financial statements. In the front, you'll see we have an independent auditor's report, which we have again received a clean opinion. This opinion states for itself that we present everything fairly and in all material aspects to all funds in our financial statements. Unfortunately, because of the weather in Wilmington, our auditor could not be here. He apologizes, but it was a very successful audit, and we have a clean opinion, the best opinion you can get. Moving on to the balance sheet. So the balance sheet reports the assets minus the liabilities equals fund balance. So in the private sector, that would be known as retained earnings. However, in government, what is left over in fund balance, you have to divide up in multiple categories down below. So our fund balance is made up of categories called non-spendable, restricted, committed, assigned, and unassigned. Non-spendable would be inventory, prepaids, things that we would never see again in cash. Restricted would be realty transfer tax, things that externally we are restricted to be used for certain purposes. Committed is something that council has put in place for those funds to be used. Assigned is for future projects that have not been committed to a contract at this time. And unassigned is our rainy day fund. When some people look at this, they think these are cash balances. That's not what this represents. Just want to be clear with that. For example, in the restricted category, we have loans that for the sewer districts to help them get started until we get funded back from USDA, and that's $19 million of that $45. The next section is our income statement. So we have revenues that were $63 million when you break it down with general fund and capital fund together. Our expenditures were $59 million. That leaves us a change in fund balance, revenues over expenditures of $4 million for the year. You can take the total government and you can break it down into smaller categories. So the general fund is our operating fund. We had a wonderful year where we budget very conservatively. Our revenues were up over last year. We saw our revenues 16.4% over last year, which is $8 million. The largest increase was in realty transfer tax, which is $3.5 million. We had an increase in grants of $1.4 million. This was a timing issue with our EMS paramedic grants that we get from the state. Then we also saw an increase in our investment earnings of $1.3 million. I do want to point out our expenditures also increased. They obviously didn't increase as much as our revenues. But these are not operating expenses that we are ongoing. These are more, we decided to pay down some of our long-term obligations, such as we contributed an extra $1 million in our pension fund. We also paid back holiday pay and comp bank because they were accruing over time. So those were the large expenditures to keep us financially stable over the years. Capital expenditures, those are up. Now this goes ups and flows throughout the years. We had a big 422 extension project going on. That's where the large increase is. So 66% of our capital projects, or $6.7 million of that, was from the airport. And then we finished the Greenwood Library, and that was $2.2 million. Moving on to where our revenues. So as you can see this pie chart, I have two pies up there, and it was already over 50%. Really, the transfer tax was 37%. Property tax, 25%, which is about $14 million. Then again, we have federal and state grants, most of that being from the paramedic state grant. And then charges for services would be dog licenses, marriage fees, building permits, things like that. What is interesting about this slide is that most of the pie of this chart, we did see some nice increases over the previous year. So you can see the economy has improved. So our charges for services, we saw a $350,000 increase over last year. Our federal and grants, again, were $1.4 million over last year. And our realty transfer tax was $3.5 over the previous year. General fund expenditures. Our largest expenditure is the paramedics, which is over a quarter, 28% of $14 million. The next one is general government, 22% or $11.2 million. General government is a lot of departments, such as council, admin, finance, HR, IT, and buildings and grounds. The next largest is our grant and aid program at $7.9 million. This is where you'll find our grants that we go to the fire companies or the state police for the extra 44 troopers. And then the next one is libraries at close to $4 million, and that's our independent libraries plus the three county-owned libraries. This gives you a snapshot of budget versus actual for our operating general fund. So I wanted you to take a look and see that we budgeted $50 million in revenues and we brought in $57 million. That's an extra $7 million than we had anticipated. However, when you look at our expenditures, we did not increase our expenditures knowing that we're bringing in more revenue. We still spent under our budget by $84,000. So we were still conservative and kept in line. So again, the variances in the revenue due to that increase, which we cannot depend on in the future, is our realty transfer tax of $4.9 million. Charges for services increased to $2 million, and intergovernment grants of $1 million. I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Roth to go over the sewer part.
Now, if we have questions, when would you like questions?
I can do it probably at the end,
okay.
And we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Thank you, Mrs. Jennings. I'm going to just cover the business type revenues. This is basically our water and revenue funds. Again, you can see that charges for services is 48% of our budget, which is $18.9 million. And actually 94% of that is sewer. So our water revenues are very, very minimal. The other is not non-operating revenues, the connection fee and assessment fees, which is 42%. And again, this is at $14.9 million. These funds are restricted for capital, debt, that type of thing. So you can't use those for operating. So keep that in mind. And then again, you have other operating revenues at 3% and capital contributions at 7%. Our net position overall for the funds was $6.1 million. But remember, with the connection and assessment fees going into the profit and loss statement, basically, those funds are restricted. Again, operating revenues did increase $2.1 million to $20 million. Connection fees increased $1.5 million to $5.6 million this year, and capital contributions decreased $2.9 million up to $2.8 million. The reason the decrease was is for capital grants. When we receive those grants, they go on our operating statement. They're not like reoccurring capital grants, which you'll see in the future slide here. When we go to the federal awards, you'll see the expenditures where they kind of match at. Our pension fund is made up of two different funds. We have our pension fund and our post-retirement employee benefit fund, which is basically the health insurance for our retirees. Our additions this year were 13.9 in the pension fund, and 3.5% of that was contributions, and 10.3 of that was investment increases. We spent $3.1 million. Again, this is the amount we paid to our pensioners. So we netted $10.8 million this year in our pension fund. In the benefit trust side, we had additions of $6.2 million. 2.4 of that was contributions. 3.7 of that was investments. And again, we paid out $1.8 in health care costs for our pensioners. So overall, we increased our total pension at $15.1 million. The bottom line there says net position held in trust. Basically, that's what our funds have been invested in them currently. So we have $70 million in our trust for the pension. We have over $30 million in our benefit trust and $101 million total in our pension funds. Again, we're at 89.7% funded on the pension side, so we're not 100% funded yet, and then we're at 78.2% on the benefit trust side.
Good, though, right?
Yeah, we are doing very good. I mean,
excellent.
There's some governments that have 10% funded, so... We've done very well, again, and when we have our surpluses, we're putting those additional funds in, which makes a big difference. Okay, long-term debt, again, we have no general fund debt. We pay as you go is our philosophy here, which is a great philosophy. Business type, again, it's all sewer debt currently. Last year, we had $167 million in debt. This year, at $159. Again, we charge assessments, so we've been paying down the debt each year. The statistical section. This is actually, for somebody who doesn't like financial statements, this is the interesting section of the CAFR that you don't normally see in other sectors. There's actually 18 pages of statistical information out there, and they vary from 5 years to 10 years, so you can go through and just look at them. So if you want to find out what school taxes were back in 2005 for Indian River, you can look at that. So they're all there. It's kind of neat to see the progression of how things have worked. So it has financial, demographic, economic information. The next, these are just four of the different information that is out there. The library circulation, again, in 2005 went from 1.1 million up to 2014 at 1.3 million. That's a 13% increase. The sewer EDUs, EDUs are how we bill our individual customers, like for service charges. They went from 47,000 up to over 65,000 in 2014.
So we have 65,000 users?
No.
No?
This EDU. So if you, it's based on number of fixtures in your house. Okay, so right. If you have a huge home, yeah. You could be charged two EDUs.
Like Mike.
George.
Like
Mike. Go, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like or a small house, and you might have one EDU.
Like Sam.
Normal homeowners would pay one EDU. Like a commercial business might pay 10 EDUs. Okay. So that's kind of varied. Paramedic incidences went from 11,600 back in 2005 up to 15,200 in 2014. That's a 31% increase. And, of course, the permits are building permits, the high of 11,000 back in 2005, down to 14. We're at 7,600, which is a decrease of 30%. But, again, it's up since 2009, so which is good.
On the right direction.
We're definitely going in the right direction, again, as you could tell by the revenues. The single audit supplement is actually a separate section attached to the financial statements, and this is federal awards, and actually the auditors have to do a separate audit just on this section for compliance as well as the numbers. And again, you'll see that our funding actually received went from 9.9 million down to 6.9. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is basically our sewer funding, so it went from 6 million down to 293,000. And again, it's because our large expansions to our sewer funds have decreased last year. And this is both loan and grant money. So it's, remember, it's expenditures being paid out. It's not actual money received, or it is. But U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, this is our HUD grants. Again, it's usually consistent around 1.5 each year, and it varies by how the expenses are paid. U.S. Department of Transportation, yes, we don't have roads, you're correct. It's for our airport, okay? So again, we had 1.7 million last year. And this year at 4.8, again, it's because the 422 runway was completed. U.S. Department of Homeland Security went from 600,000 down to 273. Part of the 600,000 was for Homeland Security capital grants. Again, they're drying up since the 9/11 grant funding. The 273 will probably be our normal amount. That's for emergency preparedness, for preparing for storms. Joe Thomas's division is most of that funding. That concludes our presentation. Again, all this information will be available on the web, include at sussexcountyde.gov. It has the full CAFR report, press release, as well as our presentation.
And the statistics are online as well. All those
it's all on our webpage. Okay, everything, great. It's downloadable in a PDF format.
Great. It's on there now?
It's on there now.
Okay.
So.
You have any questions?
Mr. Cole has a question. Go ahead, Mr. Cole.
Well, I was just, we'll go back to where we, you don't have to go back, but I'm just saying we had 37% of our budget was paramedics. Is that right?
28%.
28%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 37% was the transfer tax.
Yes.
And then also I was concerned about paramedics. Paramedics, the cost of that's just going to go up. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way we'll ever see that go in another direction.
Correct. As you can see with the
statistics. Where the transfer tax is a, you know, cyclical and different things could mm-hmm. affect that. Are you guys concerned about the realty transfer tax and how we rely on it here in Sussex County? Could that be proved to be a problem? I see now our property taxes are 25% or something like that, right?
25%. Mm-hmm.
And these are 37, so.
Yes.
They're seem to be getting closer because, I got concerned. The realty transfer tax is something questionable to rely on, and then paramedics are going up. So do you guys have any concerns about those issues, maybe? You're the professionals.
We do.
You do?
And it's something that we've been planning for and looking forward. So
okay.
Taking the percentages out, realty transfer tax is $21 million, and our paramedics are $14 million. So we do have a little bit of a buffer, I guess they can say in there. But as we've been building the budgets, we've been capping that realty transfer tax at $16 million. So we, even though we're seeing these increases, we do not want to rely on those increases going forward at all. so we know that we need to keep it.
We're going to rely on $16 million, but we're not going to rely on anything above that.
We're not trying to, exactly. We can see consistently we've been okay with Realty. It's been a very consistent number at 16. But anything above that, we should not.
And Realty transfer tax pays for the paramedics?
Yes. It pays for public safety and other things.
Right, but pretty soon I could see paramedics eating it all up, mm-hmm. possibly.
Correct.
And then there wouldn't be any money for these other
right.
Well, people that were benefiting from it.
Right. What you need to be careful is when I'm saying paramedics are 28%, which is $14 million, 30% of that is still picking up in the state, which is picked up in that intergovernment fund.
Right,
so.
Right. Which is getting smaller.
So we have to be careful.
So there is a plan.
That's predicted.
Is it in writing anywhere? Or is it all up there?
No, it's in our budget presentations and the letters.
Okay.
We keep noting what our plans are in the future going forward so that everybody knows what our plan
is. Well, the concern would be maybe if you left, for instance, mm-hmm. would we still continue on this path? Or would somebody new come in and all of a sudden have no idea that we've been... There's been an effort to try to, you know, make these changes or corrections or move in a certain direction to offset any problems that we could see in the you know.
Right.
You know, it's like, nice being proactive as opposed to reactive.
Exactly.
So I just would love to see something, maybe a mission statement. I don't know what, but there could be something that even the public would see that we are being proactive when it comes to, you know, the cost of providing the services. Because if you can imagine if we had to do a sheriff's department that was active and had, you know, if we got into law enforcement, it could be comparable to a paramedic program, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just see how the impact that could have on a county budget.
Right. So. Agree.
Any questions, Mr. Cole?
No, this
is Deaver.
I worry about that revenue source because it varies in so many millions of dollars. I looked at it. It was 13 million. Then it was. I'm looking backwards when we went through the economic crunch, and my concern is: do we have enough stable income to fund the count? That's. I have a problem with that volatile situation, and I really want to see plans for becoming less dependent on something that zooms up and goes down fast.
Right.
So that was mostly what I wanted. What happened to the library circulation? It dipped in 2011. What happened?
They did a new way of calculating that year on how to get circulation figures, and then they did it. So it is a different way to calculate how many books they had that year.
Okay, so that was just
There was nothing, there's no slowing at that point. But you can see as the economy is improving, the libraries aren't being used just quite as much. But that's where the big peak was. They were acting as job centers and things like that.
Are they still pretty much, we see an overall increase?
There's overall increase in the libraries.
Okay, and that's all the libraries, or it's just ours?
That's all libraries.
All of them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Thank you.
More questions, Mr. Deaver?
Mm-mm.
Question over here.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Arlett.
Mr. President, if I may, first and foremost, Mrs. Jennings, I want to greatly thank you and your entire staff. I know this is not an easy task to put together in details like you.
Thank you.
And I will say it's very well put together, highly professional, and we are grateful to have you at the helm
thank
of the
you.
Finances here at the county. So we
Mr.
want to
Ross.
Thank you. I am not surprised, but at the same time, we must give gratitude when gratitude is deserved, and I think it's important. So we are very grateful for the entire staff, first and foremost. Secondly, how in your, I know you compare us as with other counties or other government entities, I'm certain that you do. Can you share a little bit about our financial stability as it relates to most governments, be it at the county level, town level, state level, things along those lines a little bit?
Sure. We are very conservative compared to other entities, and I don't want to call some people out, but other entities budget 90% of their revenues, where we're budgeting 80% of our revenues, so that we do always have that buffer in there. We also are very conservative of what our expenditures. So when we talked about the $3.3 million increase, that's not because we're increasing government expenses. That's because we know long-term we have these obligations that we have to pay. Now that the revenues are up, let's put that in there so that we don't have a long-term obligation. So we are very forward-looking here at the county.
And, I mean, I would say that from my perspective as the new kid here, we have done as a county, we have done a fantastic job. And I truly wish that other entities, be it towns, be it the state, perhaps even our U.S. federal government, can take homage of what we do here in Sussex County, truly. Because we are very focused on our expenditures, correct? Meaning what we spend.
Correct.
We are probably more so focused there, I would have to say, right? Because that's what we can control versus that of our revenue. And if all government agencies had the same thought process as you and your entire staff and this council, we would be all much better off for it. So I just want to, again, commend you publicly for your efforts.
I appreciate that. So thank you, Mr. Arlett.
Mr. Arlett. Wills, do you have anything? Thank you.
Good job.
Continually, you do a great job, you and your staff. I know it's not just you.
It's not just
Mrs. Rolfe. But they do a great job.
Yes,
we are very, very pleased in this county, and we're very lucky to have you and the staff that you have. Every year we come out looking good. You make us look good. And we really appreciate that. But thank you for all you do, both of you and your staff. Please carry that message back to them.
Mr. President, one other quick comment. I know I've heard it from the council and from yourself, Mrs. Jennings, that as a county, based on our financial responsibility that have done, that we could, quote-unquote, close shop, have no revenue, and continue to handle our obligations for 2 years out. Is that correct?
We do have a rainy day fund, as you can see, that compares. Right. We have a $50 million budget, and our rainy day fund's not quite $50 million. Mm-hmm. But we are, if something happens, an emergency, we have that rainy day fund to help us.
And I bring that up only because I think it's really important. Our federal government, we have these things where we're going to shut down and everything's going to close down because of certain craziness, if you would. So perhaps they ought to be reaching out to you, though they can't take you from us, but perhaps one should consider Sussex County as a role model for all as it relates to how to run a government. So again, thank you.
Do you have one more question, Mr. President?
Ma'am?
One more question. I think I heard you talk about the pension fund and the REB, whatever.
OPEB.
OPEB, that's mm-hmm. how you say it. I think I saw some income in there, income generated. Investment income.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It looked very good.
Yes, we had a very, very profitable year.
Okay.
So the pension fund, we contributed $3.6 million, and it was $10.3 million was just investment income.
Really? Very, very good.
Which can again, also
very good
go
year.
Up and down.
Which it's can another, go up and down,
right,
it's and it's spread out.
But
it's in the bank now.
Well, I know. But I'm glad that we have women running our financial
I'm glad
issues
you acknowledge
here in
that.
Sussex County.
About time you said something like that.
That's anything else from council?
Sexist remark, I know.
Anything else from council? Thank you very much, Mrs. Jennings and Mrs. Rolfe.
Thank you.
And again, thank you, staff, please, for all of our work to do.
Thank you again.
Moving on, if that's okay with you, Mr.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.